Questions have been raised about whether budget cuts at NASA may have had an impact on the safety of spaceflight. At today's NASA briefing, one such question concerned the space agency's growing reliance on contractors to do the work once performed by government employees. NASA Associate Administrator Bill Reedy gave this answer.
We've obviously been very pleased with the quality of the work performed by our contractors. And in fact, in the Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel report of 2001, I quote, NASA and its contractors maintain excellent safety practices and processes, as well as an appropriate level of safety consciousness. This has contributed to significant flight achievements. The defined requirements for operating an acceptable level of risk are always met.
That same safety advisory panel report referred to by NASA's Bill Reedy also raises serious concerns about the space agency's dependence on contractors, who spend 92% of NASA's $3 billion space shuttle budget and employ more than 80% of the people who work at the Johnson and Kennedy Space Centers. With us now to talk about that is NPR's Howard Berkus. Howard, what precisely is the concern about NASA's use of this large force of contractors?
The concern is essentially oversight of the work performed by these contractors, which includes everything from training astronauts to preparing space shuttles for launch to manufacturing and designing shuttle systems to even managing mission control. That report that you and Bill Reddy mentioned was put together by an internal NASA panel, and that was chaired by Richard Blomberg, an independent consultant now, who told Congress last year that NASA's management of the shuttle program, including this oversight of contractors, made him more worried than ever about space shuttle safety.
Now, why is that such a problem? Are there signs of malfeasance, poor work, inattention to safety?
No, but the report suggests that NASA is essentially losing control of the work that contractors are doing. They're relying too much on contractors to assess the adequacy of that work. And the biggest concern is safety. That's NASA's primary responsibility, and it was a responsibility that was bolstered significantly after the Challenger explosion in 1986. But, you know, with more and more contractors, fewer and fewer NASA employees, and increasingly tight budgets at NASA, the concern is that NASA isn't careful enough about contractor work, especially when it comes to safety issues.
And at this point, is there any indication that Saturday's breakup of the Shuttle Columbia had anything to do with this?
No, and we should be absolutely clear about that. There is nothing so far to indicate that contractors or the work of any particular contractor had been lax in any way and that might somehow be related to Columbia's loss. This is part of the general concern about NASA's budget cuts, shrinkage of NASA as a government agency, and whether those two things compromise safety in any way.
One more thing, Howard. Who are the companies involved in the space shuttle program, and what do they have to say about this?
You know, there are dozens of these companies, but the primary contractors are Boeing and Lockheed Martin. They have a joint venture known as United Space Alliance, which employs 20,000 people at the Kennedy and Johnson Space Centers. Company officials declined comment today, but industry analysts point out that it's not in any contractor's interest to take shortcuts when it comes to safety. The value of their relationship with NASA can be diminished significantly if something happens that stalls the program or forces its cancellation. But remember what we learned after Challenger, that schedule pressure caused both NASA and contractor managers to ignore or overlook evidence that Challenger shouldn't be launched. This is why it's so important to monitor safety rigorously, because schedule and budget pressures can be powerful things.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Howard Berkus.